Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
In the Word of God, in the book of Joel, the second chapter, verse 28, it reads, "Then after doing all those things, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams, and your young men will see visions." Welcome to the third Saturday morning of the Prophet's Touch with Prophet Maurice Simmons, Sr., Pastor of Restoration and Truth Ministries, Hampton, Virginia. We're so glad that you could join us, and we pray that something will be said that will allow you to have a life-changing experience. God bless you. Again, welcome.
Good morning, Holy Spirit. We thank you for this glorious morning, oh God, that you woke us up this morning, oh God, for such a time as this, Lord God. We exalt you. We give you glory. We give you praise, oh God. We exalt your glorious and magnificent, holy and righteous name. We thank you, Lord God, that there is no other name under heaven whereby we must be saved. We thank you, oh God, that we can shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Thanking you, Lord God, for another new day, oh God, that you have given to us, oh God, for unto you we live and move and have our being, oh God. We thank you that you satisfy our soul, Lord God, with love and with mercy and with grace, oh God. We come to you, oh God, saying thank you for redeeming us, Lord God, from the hands of the enemy, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that when the trap was set up, oh God, you made a way of an escape, oh God. We thank you on this morning, Lord God, that you woke us up out of the nap of death, oh God, and you allowed us, Lord God, breathe into our bodies, oh God, and we became a living soul. We thank you, oh God, that your hand of protection was over us throughout the night, Lord God, and even throughout the day of yesterday, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you're able, Lord God, to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can even ask or think, oh God. We worship you and we honor you, oh God. Incline your ear to us on today as we, Lord God, give you glory and praise, oh God. We know that you will inhabit the praises of your people, so we celebrate you on today, oh God, for all the things that you have done throughout this year, oh God, all the things that you're going to do on the rest of the year, oh God. We thank you for high expectation, oh God, that you're ready, Lord God, to set your people up, oh God, for the magnificent breakthrough, oh God, that only you can bring, oh God. We thank you, oh God, as we say that you are excellent. You are mighty, oh God. You are amazing, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you are a strong tower, oh God, and you are our stronghold, oh God. So we hold on to you, oh God, and to your unchangeable hand, God. We thank you, oh God, that we're in the palm of your hand, God, and nothing shall pluck us from you, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that as we shift the atmosphere, oh God, we thank you, oh God, that everything that has breath will magnify your name, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that we can stir up the gift on the inside of us, oh God, and out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water, oh God. We thank you. We rejoice in you, oh God. We are satisfied, oh God, because you are magnificent, and there is none like you and none beside you, oh God. We thank you, oh Father, that we can lift up a sound unto you, oh God, and you will, Lord God, come down and see about us, oh God, because we are the true ones that love to worship you, and God, you said they that worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth. So here we are, God, standing in the need of prayer, God, knowing, Lord God, that when you hear our cry, oh God, you will incline your ear to us, oh God. So we thank you. We rejoice in you, oh God. We said in your, you said in your word, oh God, that they that, Lord God, that they that worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth, oh God. So, Lord God, today we proclaim, oh God, that we will bless the Lord at all times, and your praises shall continually be in our mouths, oh God, no matter what circumstances may take place, oh God, no matter what may turn around, Lord God, what we do, Lord God, and what happens to us, oh God, we make a declaration today to bless your glorious name, for you deserve the glory, you deserve the honor, oh God. We worship you, oh God, we bow before you. We thank you, oh God, for another new morning, oh God, for great is thy faithfulness, oh God, morning after morning, oh God, new mercies we see, oh God, and we thank you, Lord God, that as we hunger after you, oh God, we hunger after righteousness, we hunger after your glory, God, we hunger, Lord God, as a deer panteth after the water brooks, oh God, so do our soul long and thirst for you, oh God, this morning, oh God, wake up us up, oh God, in the name of Jesus, wake us up, oh God, out of our sleep right now in Jesus' name, and Lord God, let us magnify you, oh God, and give praise to you, oh God, if the trees and the elements in the world, Lord God, and the elements around us can know to praise you and magnify you, oh God, let us wake up our praise, Lord God, with the sounding of the alarm, oh God, we thank you, oh God, this morning, Lord God, that as we, Lord God, celebrate your name, Lord God, we know, Lord God, that our atmosphere shall change in Jesus' name, God, we thank you, oh God, that there's a, Lord God, like there's a river, Lord God, and we know, Lord God, that you, the streams, Lord God, thereof, Lord God, will make glad in the cities of God, the holy place, oh God, the tabernacle, oh God of the Most High, we thank you, oh God, that you are, Lord God, everything that we need, Lord God. We thank you that you are our refuge and you are our strength, a very present help in trouble, oh God. So we don't fear man, God, but we know that we can reverence and fear you, oh God, out of reverence, oh God, because you are the King of kings and you are the Lord of lords. You said in your word, Lord God, in Psalms 46 and 10, it says, be still and know that I am God, and I will be exalted among the heathens, and I will be exalted among the earth. And so, Father, today, you as the Lord of hosts, Lord God, we will celebrate you and magnify your name. We ask that your will be done in earth as it is in heaven, oh God. We want your will to be done in our lives. We want your will to be done, Lord God, in our homes, oh God. We want your will to be done in our ministry. We want your will to be done, Lord God, in everything that we do, oh God, because it's all about you, oh God. We thank you this morning, Lord God, that as we lay our burdens at your feet, Lord, as we cast our cares upon you, oh God, your will be done, Lord God, because we made a sign as a banner, Lord God, saying that we surrender all to you, oh God, knowing, Lord God, that you will take, Lord God, what we have, Lord God, whether it's little or much, oh God, and you will do what you do best, oh God, and that is to make it wonderful, make it beautiful, oh God, make it, Lord God, the way that you designed it to be, oh God, and we thank you for the liberty that we have in you, oh God, that your love draws us to repentance. And so, Father, today, oh God, we repent of all sin, every sin that so easily beset us, oh God, we lay it aside in the mighty name of Jesus and lay it down at your feet. And we ask that you will forgive us and wash us and purify us in the mighty name of Jesus. Cleanse our hearts, cleanse our mind, oh God. Oh God, anything and everything, Lord God, that may hinder us from getting to your place, oh God, of safety, oh God, anything that may hinder us, oh God, from seeing your face, oh God, because we want to see your face, Lord God. Oh Lord, we ask that you will forgive us, wash us, and purify us like never before, oh God, so that we can come into that holy place, oh God, and lay, Lord God, at your feet, Lord God, and be able, Lord God, to receive your healing, to receive, Lord God, your forgiveness, to receive, Lord God, the strength that we need to carry on, Lord God. We don't want the sin, Lord God, that so easily could beset us, oh God, to keep us from getting into
into your presence, oh God. So, Lord, we ask that you would cleanse us from the inside out. In Jesus' name, God, forgive us for not reading your word, Lord God, not following your instructions, oh God, not, Lord God, being obedient to you, oh God. We repent right now. Forgive us if we've been selfish with our time, Lord God. Forgive us, Lord God, if we, Lord God, have fallen away, Lord God, from you and from your grace, oh God. We ask that you will forgive us if we have anger in our heart or unforgiveness in our hearts, God. We ask in the mighty name of Jesus that you will cleanse us through and through in Jesus' name. Help us, Lord God, to build ourselves up, Lord God, in you and you alone, Almighty God. And if we look to anything else, God, we ask that you will shut it down and forgive us, Lord God, and we put you like right back on the set, Lord God, or the corridors of our hearts. In the mighty name of Jesus, you said you would take away the stony heart, God, and give us a heart of it. And we understand, Lord God, that when our heart is hardened, oh God, it is because there is sin, Lord God, it has clogged up our arteries in the corridors of our heart, God. So we ask in the name of Jesus that you would cleanse the heart, cleanse the mind, Lord God. For the Lord God, you said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Cleanse our ear gates, Lord God, any negative sound, Lord God, illegal sound that has been penetrated in our ear gates. We ask that you will move in Jesus' name and forgive us, Lord, for allowing any illegal sounds to come into our ear gates and into our eye gates and even the things that we spoke out of our mouths, oh God. We ask that you will wash our mouths, oh God, touch our lips of clay in the mighty name of Jesus. For we know that we're undone, and without you, Lord God, we are left in the filthy rags, oh God. So today, God, as we lift up hands, oh God, holy hands to you, oh God, cleanse these hands, oh God, and undo the things that we did, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. For we want to present ourselves to you holy and blameless, Lord God, and we thank you this morning, Lord God, that we have the opportunity, oh God, to serve you, and knowing that your love would draw us to repentance, we give you glory and honor and praise. And now, God, that we can magnify you, Lord God, with unrestricted praise, oh God, we ask, Lord God, that you will download, Lord God, into us as we take the cap off this morning, Lord God, and download into us the things that we need to equip us, oh God, for these last and evil days, oh God, that we will not be tripped up by the lies of the enemy, that we will, Lord God, not focus on the world, but the focus on you and our agenda that you have set for us to do in Jesus' name. Touch the fivefold ministries in Jesus' name, and Lord God, equip them for such a time as this, Lord God, that they will know their assignment and follow thereof. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask, Lord God, that you anoint them afresh, that you will, Lord God, refresh the vision that you have set for them. Let them see, Lord God, with spiritual eyeglasses. In Jesus' name, Lord God, the things that you have set for them to do. In Jesus' name, and let them do it in excellence. In Jesus' name, Lord God, we bind the hand of the enemy right now from, Lord God, procrastination. We bind the hand of the enemy right now. In Jesus' name, of fear. In Jesus' name. You are not a God that is able, Lord God, that gives us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. And so, Lord, we thank you for breaking the curse off of our lives and the generational curses. Right now, in Jesus' name, God, we thank you, Lord God, that we are healed by your stripes, oh God. And so we receive your healing. We receive, Lord God, everything that you have set for us to have. In Jesus' name, Lord God, there is nothing that you cannot do and will not do for your children, Lord God, as you order our steps, Lord God. Your word is a lamp unto our feet, and Lord God, is a lamp according to our path, oh God. It will light the path that we need to go, as long as we are following your word and hearing your sound, oh God. We thank you on today, Lord God, that your sound is clear and crisp, oh God, even as you use the man of God on today, God. Let the sound, Lord God, ring through our ear gates in Jesus' name. And Lord God, as we take it by force, Lord God, the enemy may come in like a blood, but the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against sin. In Jesus' name, Lord God, we thank you today, Lord God, that we are stirred up today, God, for we know that the word is going to come forth, Lord God. It shall illuminate us, oh God, and set us free. Oh God, even the more, oh God, it's going to give us revelation, Lord God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God, it's going to give us strength. Yes, God, oh God, that we are able to climb the mountains, oh God, and to see your face, oh God. We thank thank you on this morning, Lord God, as you reveal your glory, as you reveal your revelation, Lord God, through the man and Lord God, the man of God. We thank you on today that we will hear the sound. We will hear the sound, fresh wind blow like never before in Jesus' name. On this line, Lord God, for this is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad. And oh God, we thank you that the enemy is defeated. In the name of Jesus, and he is under our feet. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for this line, God. We thank you, Lord God, for this comfort line. We thank you for those that come to support. We thank you for those, Lord God, even the spectators, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you're shutting down, Lord God, every demonic force right now in Jesus' name, that nothing will come nigh this line in the name of Jesus to distract the people of God. But they that has an ear shall hear in the mighty name of Jesus, and will not fall on, Lord God, dead soil, Lord God, or dry soil, Lord God, but their soil will be ready to receive in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for every tear that has been shed. We thank you, Lord God, for the new, Lord, this that you're doing right now, God. Thank you for reviving us once again with your love and your favor, oh God. We give you glory and honor and praise. Bless your name for being the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Yes, Lord, we acknowledge you, oh God, because you are incredible. There is none beside you. There is none like you, O God. And we thank you and we glorify your name, Lord God, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Lord, do it for me. Oh, Lord, do it for me. Oh, Lord, if you don't do it, it just won't be done. So, Lord, do it for me. Sometimes I get desperate and I say like this, I say, Lord, fix it for me. Anybody know that only God can do it? Oh, fix it for me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Because, Lord, I have a problem that only you can solve. So, Lord, do it for me.
Can y'all play that for me?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. God bless you on today, people of God. We welcome you to another Prophet's Touch. We certainly thank God for this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. I come to command my day on today, and I pray that you have done the same, beloved, because if you do not command your day will command you. And I certainly thank God for rising up early this morning in the realm of the Spirit. We bless the Lord on today. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, Prophetic Conference Line. Good morning to the people of God. Amen. There's excitement in the atmosphere. And I certainly thank God for this opportunity to come to share with you this morning another word from the Lord. I'm just staying right in the vein and the flow of the powerful men and women of God that are releasing across this conference line. My God, man, when you are in the winds of God, I'm telling you, your miracle will manifest for you. Amen. And I thank God for being, amen, in the winds of God that are blowing in this hour, the prophetic winds. They are blowing for the people of God. All you have to do is always remind the people, stay in stretch mode. Amen, and let God take you into that place. Amen, with him, man. I just thank God this morning. Amen, my mind is right. My heart is right. Everything is ready, amen, to release me. And we certainly thank God for the opportunity. We certainly give honor where honor is due. We honor, amen, the visionary of this conference line, spiritual leader. We honor Dr., amen, the apostle, the prophet, amen, the pastor, the teacher, the revelator. We honor the man of God, amen, Apostle Laurent Matthews. We bless him, amen, for the opportunity to come to share with God's people. We certainly thank God for the kingdom leaders, my brothers and sisters. Amen. We bless God for you. Dr. Wilkes, bless you, woman of God. Administrator Bryant, bless you. Overseer-elect, Evangelist Piggott, we bless you. My daughter, thank you so much. I heard you and Dr. Wilkes on yesterday morning. Powerful. Y'all was up there. I'm telling you, share with the people of God. Amen. Not to put God in a box. When you talked about boundaries and limitations, amen, you can't put that on God. That's why I always remind the people, don't put Apostle Simmons in a box. Amen. Don't put my God in a box. He's bigger than that, and you need to prophesy to yourself on this morning. God is up to something, and is bigger than me. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord on today. We do bring greetings to you, amen, from the region of Virginia, Hampton and Newport News, Virginia, amen, with the Restoration of Truth Ministry that ministers our walls, amen, where I am the overseer along with my beloved wife, best friend, Prophetess Eugenia Simmons. We bless God for you, Team Simmons. We thank God for what the Lord is doing in and through our lives. Amen. As I share with the people of God, amen. It's a family member. The Apostle Simmons been celebrating his birthday all month long. Amen. So I just bless the Lord for giving me 53 years of life. Amen. That I can live life. And I seize the moment in this hour. So thank you for the prayers, the birthday shout out. We bless God for each and every one of you. Amen. In your prospective places. All right. Amen. We're not going to try to wear your patience long. We're going to try to, amen, indulge and bow into this word, amen, that resonated in my spirit. God just wanted me to remind the people of God as we talk to you this morning, amen, from this thought, the signature statement is time to represent. The signature statement is time to represent. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you this morning as we come to release your word to your people on today, Father. I thank you for releasing it to me and trusting me, God, to release the word from my heart through your spirit. Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus, I decrease this morning, you increase. God, get out of the way, God, you get in the way. Not my will, let your will be done. Not my words, let it be your word. Let it fall on good ground today. Somebody is standing in need of a word. A word from the Lord, a word that will come alive in their hearts, a word that will come alive in their spirit. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus, touch them now, one by one, then touch them all together. Father, we decree, we declare by faith. Now let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, you are strength and our redeemer. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. We're going to draw your attention over to amen, Matthew chapter 4, and then we're going over to 1 Corinthians 6, amen. I'm going to give y'all some biblical, amen, scriptures, man. We, amen, may go prophetic as the Lord leads, and amen, we may go to the mountaintop. So we bless the Lord on today. My God, man, I'm excited. Amen. Even in the midst of sometimes pain, frustration, aggravation of life, chaos, confusion, amen, don't you know, amen, that God will still, amen, perform the miracle for your life? Amen. That's why I certainly thank God for my spiritual daughter. I was sharing with her how blessed the Lord for God spiritually maturing and developing her, the growth, amen, that God is doing in and through her life. Sometimes we go through things that we sometimes don't expect to go through, amen, but in the midst of it, when you stay with God, my God, when you stay with God, God will show the world that he's God in and through your life. That's the God we serve, and I bless the Lord, amen, for that. And I encourage you people of God, don't give up on God. Don't give up on the things of God. You just trust God in everything that you go through in this life. Amen. I'm telling you, all things work together for the good of them that love God and are called according to his purpose. And I bless him this morning. That's why I always encourage the people. You can engage the sound of God or you can reject the sound of God. He gives you that free will choice. It's up to you. So I bless the Lord on this morning. All right. I want to read Matthew chapter 4. I'm going to read this from the New King James Version. Then we're going to come over to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. And I want to read that from the Message Bible for you here this morning as we bring forth this word and tie it all together. Amen? All right. Verse number 1. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, many are fasting, many are consecrating in this hour. Amen. We heard the 23-day fast. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, after he was hungry. Now when the tempter came to him, he said, if you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread. Your enemy is going to come to test you. But if he answered and said, it is written, my God, that's the signature statement, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. All right, let's go over to 1 Corinthians 6. Amen. I'm going to start at verse number 12. And then read this from the Message Bible. Amen. Just because something is technically legal doesn't mean that it's spiritually appropriate. Let me say that again. Just because something is technically legal doesn't mean that it's spiritually appropriate. If I went around doing whatever I thought I could get by with, I'd be a slave to my whim. You know the old saying, first you eat to live, then you live to eat. Well, it may be true that the body is only a temporary thing, but that's no excuse for stuffing your body with food or indulging it with sex. Since the master honors you with a body, honor him with your body. God honored the master's body by raising it from the grave. He'll treat yours with the same resurrection power. Until that time, remember that your bodies are created with the same dignity as the master's body. You wouldn't the master's body off to a whorehouse, would you? Hope not. There's more to sex than mere skin on skin. Sex is a much spiritual mystery as physical fact. As written in scripture, the two become one. And my wife, we talk about that many times on the marriage talk. Since we want to become spiritually one with the master, we must not pursue the kind of sex that avoids commitment and intimacy. leaving us more lonely than ever. The kind of sex that can never become one, there is a sense in which sexual sins are different from all others. In sexual sin, we violate the sacredness of our own body. These bodies that were made for God-given and God-modeled love for becoming one with another. Or didn't you realize that your body is a sacred place, the place of the Holy Spirit? Don't you see that you can't live however you please, wondering what God paid such a high price for? My God. The physical part of you is not some piece of property belonging to the spiritual part of you. God owns the whole works. So let people see God in and through your body. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord on today. We say we want to talk to you from this thought. The signature statement. I heard this in the realm of the spirit, amen, as I was meditating and praying. The signature statement is time to represent. Most of the time, people hear the terminology signature statement. They think about many things from the industry or from the world terminology. We're going to bring it spiritually. We're going to bring it metaphorically so that we as a body of believers can understand what God is saying to us now. Amen? Signature, let's define these words. Signature, the act of signing one's name or making a mark in lieu thereof. The word signature comes from the Latin signare, meaning to sign or mark. Mm-hmm. Setting forth, this is what statement means. Statement is setting forth facts in writing or speech. It's a simple term, setting forth facts. The book of Ecclesiastes says something powerful, Ecclesiastes 12, about the 13th verse to the 14th verse. It says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. That's why we say God is in control of all things. Beloved, you must become a signature piece to become a signature sound in the earth realm. That's God approved. Let me say that again. You must become a signature piece to become a signature sound. That's God approved. See, the signature is just written. But when we bring it to you from the realm of the spirit, amen, it becomes sound. See, the early Hebrew script, it gives us the Hebrew word for signature. Amen? It represents or translated to a word called tar or tar. In the Hebrew word, it means mark, sign. It also gives a symbol of what we call tav. It's a shape of the cross from the 22 letters of the Hebrew script. Amen? So that's why it was a shape of a cross when you do your research and your studies. It's a symbol of truth, perfection, and completion. Don't you know that everything God does, he does, amen, with truth because he's the God of truth? Don't you understand that God, everything that he do, he perfect? That's why he that begun a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Jesus Christ. And don't you know that everything God started, he will complete it? That's why we said in 2023, God is completing some stuff, because 2023 is the number that represents completion. God is completing some stuff for his sons and his daughter. Apostle Simon is in it. I bless the Lord on today. Hallelujah. Many may ask the question, represent who or what? Let us help us out today. We all need help. Apostle Simmons need help. I need help. Beloved, when we ask this question, who or what are we representing? And God, we have to represent Jesus Christ. We have to represent the Holy Spirit. We have to represent the things of God. We have to represent the kingdom of God. Most of us that are saved for real and with the precious gift of the Holy Spirit, Know that it's our assignment to represent the kingdom of God in the earth realm. Beloved, anytime God is in anything, everything changes. You want to know why many things are not changing for many people? Because God ain't in it. Can I tell the truth? The Bible reminds the believer God is a spirit, according to John 4:24. And they that worship him must worship him in what? Spirit and in truth. That is a lifestyle, people of God. Your character, your integrity, and your identity. To the woman at the well, because Jesus is a signature, and what he said was a statement, found powerful and prophetic. Our cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers, God is calling them sons and daughters, he's calling the remnant, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, that's to worship him. How do we as believers do that with our lives? We do it with our lives. That's why represent, it is defined as to be entitled or appointed to act or speak for someone. Don't you know if you're speaking on behalf of God, you represent him? This is why we say you must become a signature piece to become a signature sound God approved. The church, the body of Christ, is on display. Beloved, we are representative, that means ambassadors, on the behalf of the kingdom of God. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5, around about the 17th verse, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, behold, all things become new. That's one of my favorite passage scriptures. And all things are of God, who have reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and have given to us to the ministry of reconciliation, to wit that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and have committed unto us the word of reconciliation. That's a signature statement. He said, now then we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ stead. Be reconciled to God. Many people are reconciled to many things. He said, for he had made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. I propose a question to the people of God on today. Who are you representing? God, his spirit? Or are you representing you, what I call me, myself, and I? Or are you representing Satan, the devil, or your flesh, what is what I call anti? Because anything that's anti is against God. It's against God's will. It's against God's ways. And it's against God's word that causes the signature statement to shift and change, to cause people to now represent something else. I was listening to, amen, some influential, famous people from the industry, amen, and they was talking about how, amen, how the industry have manipulated and controlled society based upon certain things. This is why from our culture, people of God, amen, how the system will try to manipulate us, amen, to use us because, you know, you're a child of God. You know, even if you haven't accepted him, amen, you know that even from eons of time when God created humanity, amen, in the image and likeness of him, amen, you were marked for something. Good God, from on high. I remember in our 50-year church celebration, amen, the Lord put a word in my wife's spirit, amen, and we carried that on for our theme, marked for distinction. That's powerful because when God sets you apart, amen, you are distinguished from all others. Because when he brought Apostle Simmons out from the world, amen, that's what I tell the people, I tell family members now, if you're looking for Apostle Simmons, amen, or you're looking for Maurice Antonio Simmons, amen, from 2000 and from 2010 to 2020 to even 2022, which was last year, amen, if you're looking for that same old Maurice, you're going to miss it. You ain't going to find him. because Maurice now, amen, has tapped into dimensions. He has tapped into the realm of the spirit of who I'm really called to be, amen, in the kingdom of God to represent the kingdom in the earth. Amen? That's why I said if you're looking for the old Maurice, you ain't going to find him. Amen? If you tap into the realm of the spirit, then you'll see, you'll come to know and understand. If they don't look for the old Maurice, then that's why my sound has changed. My life has changed. And I'm representing the kingdom of God in the earth realm. That's why I love something powerful that the late Dr. Miles Moreau said, and it had became a motto, amen, that helps me in my life and my walk with God. Many people, amen, they're just doing religion. They're doing religion in the earth realm. And the longer they're doing religion, their mindset is to get to heaven. But God wants us, people of God, when we find the kingdom of God, we now bring the kingdom of God into the earth. Remind the people, long you live right, you live holy before God. Kingdom, getting into heaven is a promise to you. That's a promise that cannot be erased because God vowed it. He written it. That was a signature statement that when you found doing the will of God, when you're found, amen, living righteous and holiness in the eyesight of God, when you leave this earth realm, you have a place in the kingdom of God for eternity. That's a statement, a signature statement. So while we're in the earth, we have to represent God in the earth. It's why it occurs to people of God that want to become one of my mottos, amen, living this life without God is a gamble. But living this life with God is a guarantee. You can guarantee on that, baby. So that's why it's critical for us to know, amen, that we are led by the Spirit of God to become what? The sons, the daughters of the Most High God. Beloved, we are reminded according to Romans 13 and 14, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. I said, little people are spiritually sleeping. For now our salvation is nearer when we first believe. The day is at hand, beloved. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in revelry or drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy. But he said what? But put on the Lord Jesus. You got to be clothed with this thing. That's a signature statement. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Now let me get back to what I was sharing about the signature statement from the industry. They were saying how they can buy something real cheap, and because they put it on, it becomes valuable. Ooh, glory. Don't you know, beloved, you have been bought with a price? That's why you must glorify God in your body. You can buy a $9 shirt and sneakers. It might be cheap, but when you put it on, it becomes valuable. Because why? You now make a signature statement with it. My God, good God from on high. I would listen to an old rapper back in the day and how he made this statement about in the rap industry. Amen, how Timberland boots were just a work boot. But because the rap culture began to wear it and make it a signature statement, it became a popular thing for our culture. So guess what? The industry saw that, so the industry now took on the name. That's why our people, they were lonely to go out to pay $100, amen, $200 for a pair of Timberland boots. Amen. So they knew that the name was a signature statement. But the hip-hop culture made it a signature statement. Why? Because they were portraying it in their rap. They were portraying it in their video. So the young culture saw it. They said, wow, the rapper has it on. So it becomes a signature statement. So the industry now see it, and now they're making so much money off what? Our culture. While Michael Jordan can make so much money, Nike can make so much money off Jordan's name, a signature statement. Amen. Flight 23. Bless the Lord. Amen. So this is why you have to understand, beloved, a signature, amen, fit in the earth realm as the kingdom of God in what God is bringing us into. He said, that's why let us walk honestly as in the day, not in reverence. Drunkenness, not in newness. Lust, not in strife and envy. But put you on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Now, figuratively speaking, people of God, you must put on the Lord Jesus Christ, be clothed with truth, be clothed with righteousness, be clothed with holiness and with power. On the day of Pentecost, amen, when they were filled with the Spirit of God, amen, they were filled with power, dunamis power, dynamite power. That's why I tell people, amen, we are blowing up in this hour, in this season, as the body of believers. Amen. See, when God puts his hand on you, when it has been signed, sealed, and delivered by him, amen, you will blow up in the kingdom. You will blow up. This is a good blow up. Amen. So that's why you have to understand spiritually in this hour how sacred it is, how symbolic it is, amen, how powerful it is for your life. See, when you clothe with truth, righteousness, holiness, and with power, even in your flawless, beloved, you will be at a place you will be able to present to a dying world. You will be able to present to a dying world the truth. You will be able to present to a dying world the things of God with accuracy and clarity in the realm of the spirit. So it is imperative we do not let anything or anyone change our posture, our position, and our place in the kingdom of God. I shared prophetically with the people of God on the Man of God dialogue on Thursday morning what I heard the Spirit of the Lord say on Wednesday morning when I was fasting and praying. Don't let nothing change your DNA. Many people's DNA have been changed. That's why we say a man don't know whether he's a man or a woman don't know whether she's a woman. Because you have many people want to be like somebody or be like this. I don't care how much they change their outward appearance to be what? For a man to become a woman, people of God, you can't change the DNA. I don't care what scientists, scholars, theologians, or anyone try to do to change the DNA of man in biology or whatever it is that they're trying to do. You cannot mess with, amen, the DNA of God. That's why we say America is in trouble for messing with the DNA of God. Anytime you try to change the DNA of God, you don't expect judgment to come on the earth. I don't care how much people pray. I don't care what people try to do. People of God, don't you know repentance will reset you to represent? Let me say it again. Don't you know repentance will reset you to represent? Because we're on display as the kingdom of God to a dying world to let the world know that our God still God. Besides him, there is no other. Amen. The signature statement, the word of God is irrevocable, and that's why Jesus had to let Satan know, amen, it is written. That's a signature statement. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of who? Out of the mouth of God. Not the mouth of the president, not the mouth of the government, not the mouth of mayors, not the mouth of Senate, not the mouth of religious leaders, but out of the mouth of God. It's imperative. I'll drop these PowerPoints on y'all. Amen. And then, amen, we're going to preach, we're going to prophesy, and we're going to pray. Hallelujah. Amen. It's necessary for the body of believers to understand the signature statement to represent God's kingdom in the earth. Now, God allowed me to share this many times, and I believe he is allowing me to bring it back to encourage the people, to remind the people that what's so imperative and key now for our lives in this hour. You have to transform. Transformation is key. Then it brings us into a place of transition, transitioning. Then it brings us into a place to transcend. We need some transcending in this hour. Beloved, don't you know transformation brings change? It could be a positive one or a negative one. A positive change, accurate change, a clear change.
that we as the body of believers can understand what God is releasing, what God is doing now in the earth realm. This is why God giving man free will choice. He don't pressure us to do anything. His love should just push us into a place to receive him. Because he died for all humanity. He gave his life up for all humanity. But because people don't believe certain things or they don't accept certain things, so are many people in a place of not understanding. So this is why we say wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom in all thy getting, get understanding. He said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. So we have to get the knowledge, the wisdom, and the understanding of God to understand, amen, our identity in the earth realm as sons and daughters of the Most High. But we have to let God continue to transform our lives daily. Many people think it's just on Sunday. Many people think it's just only when we gather. Beloved, don't you know, amen, it's every day. That's why I remind the people that I made a vow to God that, Lord, we don't have to reinvent your wheel. All we have to do is get on the wheel. Because you are the wheel in the middle of the wheel. You will shape and mold our lives. That's transformation, beloved. Reminded of Romans 12:1-2, where the Apostle Paul said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice. Jesus became the ultimate sacrifice. All he requires us now is to present our bodies to him as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Statement, your statement. Amen? It's time to represent. Then he goes on to say in verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that perfect and acceptable will of God for your life. So you can be on display in the earth realm, so that I always say, so that family member can see, so that loved one can see, so that your coworker can see, so that your community, your city, so that the unbeliever can see, and so that this nation can see. What has hid the light in America? What has blocked the light in America? What has shifted the light in America? Come on, people of God. We know many things that have hit the earth realm and what many people have turned to. Amen. This is why we say if you're religious, you're going to miss it. It requires a relationship in this hour. That's why Jesus, being the Son of God in the earth realm, in his fleshly and carnal nature, he didn't sin against God. He just obeyed God's will. Amen? Trusted God. And that's why he had to let the enemy know, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Jesus was transformed, amen, when what? He was baptized. Amen? John the Baptist was that forerunner. And that prototype of an Elijah coming into the earth realm, preparing the way for Jesus Christ's first coming. That's why many see the dove ascended on him, as the Bible speaks, as the Bible talks about the dove when John baptized him. Amen. And the Holy Ghost, because you know the Holy Spirit is a representation of the dove. When the Holy Spirit came, that's why when he was taken out into the spirit, tempted of the devil, 40 days and 40 nights, fasting from that place, and now after a hunger, and here come the enemy reminding him, can you turn these stones into bread? Temptation. Setting them up on the high mountains. That's where many people was, setting up on their high mountains. So you don't be like the Apostle Paul, and then before he became the apostle, riding, amen, on your high horse, or riding in pride, or riding in lust, or riding upon what you think. But we have to humble ourselves. That's why I tell the people, our apostleship is not coming down unless I come down to bow in the realm of the spirit, unless I come down to bow on my knees to pray and intercede, if I come down to bow and walk in humility, that God will exalt me in due time and due season, amen, or I'm coming down to get those that need help. I'm coming down to get those that want help. But if you don't want it, Apostle Simon got to shake you off, because I ain't carrying no dead weight. The weight is a heavy thing. So we have to transform. We have to allow God to transform our thoughts, transform our mind, transform our heart.
How can you walk around with an unforgiving heart? How can you walk around with a bitter, frustrated, angry heart as a believer? That's not the case. Your signature statement in the earth realm. Who are you representing? Are you representing your problems? Are you representing your pain? Are you representing your frustration? Are you representing your aggravation? Are you representing your disappointment? Are you representing your letdown? Are you representing your setbacks? Are you representing the kingdom of God that will bring you up? My God, this God from Ohio. So, beloved, you got to understand transformation brings change. It's key for you. I call it the spiritual shifting that will now bring you into a place of transition. Transition is just another word, amen, that it brings forth, amen, change. It brings forth a shift from one place to another. Beloved, you must understand when you shift in the kingdom of God, God will shift you and from faith to faith. He will shift you from glory to glory. This is why the Bible says in Romans 1, about the 16th verse, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes it. To the Jew first and also the Greek. For there is no righteousness. He said, is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith? As it is written, the just shall live by faith. This is how we're supposed to live, by faith. Faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. That's why Hebrews 11 and 1 say, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You can't see it in the natural, beloved, until you tap into the realm of the spirit to understand the signature statement to now represent what you see in the spirit in the natural. Good God from on high. Help us today, Holy Ghost. Apostle Simeon had graduated to this place as the man of God been teaching, amen, last year. Truly, men and women of God have come into a place in the kingdom of God that they understand where they're going. Because it's not where Apostle Simeon's at, but it's where he's going in the kingdom of God. So I understand this place, beloved, that the just shall live by faith. Don't you know from start to finish, God will complete it? God completes everything he starts. This is why the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 3, around about the 17th verse. Now the Lord is that spirit. And where the spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Man, why we have so many believers coming over to 2023 from 2022, 2021, 2020, and 2019 still bound? Come on, beloved. You're a son. You're a daughter. You're a child of God. See, that's why the Bible says in Galatians 5 and 1, stand therefore fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Whatever comes to try to yoke you up, to choke you out. It could be marital problems, financial problems, health problems, family problems, employment problems. Whatever problem it is, they come to try to yoke you up, to suffocate you, to suck the life out of you. Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. That's the signature statement. So you have to represent that in the earth realm. He said in 18th verse, but we all with open face, beholding as in a glass, that the glory of the Lord are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. It's only going to take God's Spirit. If you don't have God's Spirit, you're not filled with God's Spirit, beloved, in this hour, this season of your life as a believer. We ain't talking about just going to church. We talking about becoming the church because you're on display. I know a lot of people don't like this type of, amen, teaching, this type of preaching, this type of dialogue because it challenges them. I always share with our ministry, our church, amen, the word comes to challenge us because everything that God created was good. And if he created you, that means you're good. So when the word comes, it challenges you. That's what Jesus had to let Satan know, the word. We only can live by the word of God. Man should not live by bread alone. You live by the natural substance. We know the physical body needs natural substance, amen, to live. But in the realm of the spirit, people of God, we need spiritual substance. That's a signature statement to represent the kingdom of God in the earth. You know why many people see you? I told them, I pray to the Lord, don't let people see me. Amen. Let them see you, God. Amen. And the only way that they can see God in and through your life, it has to be the character and the integrity of you. Now, again, we know that we are flawed people, but we can allow God to perfect those things concerning our lives. Any area in your life that you don't like, that you dislike, that you know, amen, that's not of God, you have to help, ask to pray to God to get God to eradicate that from you. That's not God. That comes from what we call the bloodline, amen. That comes from your nature. That comes from your flesh. That comes from the carnal place of man. Why we say man is still falling today, beloved. We can't stay in that place. We understand grace and mercy, but, amen, shall we continue in sin? That grace may abound. The Bible said, God forbid. I don't care what preachers and teachers talk about, amen, in their grace message, amen, in their mercy message. Beloved, God is a God of judgment. He's a God of righteousness. He's a God of truth. He looks beyond all of our faults. Yes, he do. But we are a signature statement in the earth realm that we represent him. How can we represent holiness, righteousness, truth, power in the earth realm as God's sons and daughters if we still dating the world? Good God from on high. So glory. You can't date them. Got to marry one and let the other one go because that's considered spiritual adultery. James talked about that in James 4:4. He talks about spiritual adultery in some of the world, adulterers and adulterers. He talks about the man and the woman. When you're a friend to the world, you become an enemy to God. And I don't want to be an enemy to God. Good God from on high. I want God's love. People talk about God's love. His love is a signature statement. And now if we really have the love of God, we can love anybody. I was sharing with some people not long ago as I was being interviewed by some people and of another culture, and I let them know I treat everybody right. I don't care what color your skin are. There's no prejudice in my bones. God, when you have the love of God in you, in spite of what people try to do to you, that's why even when my enemies try to sabotage me, try to set me up, I can still love them. I don't have to deal with them, but I still have to love them. That's a signature statement, because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth on him shall have what? Everlasting life. You don't have to worry about perishing in this hour. While your enemies are perishing, you are being blessed. Open faith, beholding as a glass in a glass, the glory of the Lord are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. People of God, you must understand your transition for the kingdom of God. It's critical for your life in this hour. We can't play church. We have to be the church. We're the representation of God in the earth. That's why the Bible says we are many members but one body. It's not religion. Again, we say you're going to miss it, but it's a relationship that will give you the revelation in this hour. Denomination won't get it. Your association won't get it. People of God, it has to be in the kingdom in this hour. That's why we're reminded, beloved, that your proper transition always puts you in a place for now. Let me say that again. Your proper transition always puts you in a place for now. That's why you can transcend. What transcend means? To rise up, to go up, go beyond the range or the limits. That's what the people of God, the women of God was talking about on yesterday morning. Amen, about taking the boundaries and the limitations of God. When you tap into that place, God will take you out of the box, take you out of you, amen, and put you in him. That's why it's so critical that we put on the Lord Jesus Christ. We are clothed with righteousness. We are clothed with truth. We are clothed with holiness. We are clothed with power. Jesus first descended and went below the lower parts of the earth. Then he ascended, according to Ephesians 4, around about the 9th verse to the 10th verse, that what? He might fulfill all things. What? Amen? I know many people say, well, he said it's finished. He finished it on the cross. Now we're in the earth realm still as God's what? Church, as God's body, as the kingdom of God in the earth. He said what? He gave unto men, according to Ephesians 11. He gave to be what? Some apostles, some prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. For what? To represent. For what? For equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. That's you, beloved. That's why these gifts must be in function and operation. We ain't talking about just taking on a title or gift because it looks good, but we talking about taking on the office gift, amen, because God has called you to it. And when he called you to it, guess what? He will allow you to be a representation, amen, of him in the earth realm. My God, this is the hour. This is the time. This is the season to mount up, beloved, in the realm of the spirit, that you will be able to represent the kingdom of God in the earth. What the enemy tried to do to Jesus, take him up on the mountaintop, show him the seven mountains of influence. I give you all of this if you bow down and worship me. Taking him up on the pinnacle. Don't you know the enemy will take you up on the pinnacle of your mind? That's why many people's minds are in illusion and delusion in this hour. Many people's minds, amen, have been bamboozled in this hour because many things have shifted their DNA. Many things have shifted their mindset. This is why we say if you take on the mind of God, the will of God, the counsel of God, you take on the mind of Christ, as the Bible said. That's a signature statement according to Philippians 2 and 5. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. When you take on that mind, beloved, everything changes. It's no longer you, but it's God in you. His will. You take on his word. You take on his ways. That's why he tells us to teach us, lean not to our own understanding, but all thy ways acknowledge him. Then you'll understand the anti-system that's in the earth realm that's unfolding. Amen. You'll understand that all of the things that's being plotted in the earth realm against what? The greatest persecution upon the body of Christ. The greatest attack. But they use it in a subtle way. Don't you know the enemy is subtle? That's why he's using the LGBTQ community. I can't never get that those slogans right. But he's using that in the earth realm. He uses all these movements in the earth realm, what, to come against his body, to come against the church. Many people still going about their religious ways, their formalities, their traditions. They're going about all of these things, just still trying to preach another, amen, message that they got in Bible school and theological seminaries and all of this stuff and trying to look good with their garments with no anointing on it. Come on, people of God, a signature statement. That's why Jesus Christ was the anointed one, Christo, the anointed one. And when the anointed one is in you and on you, beloved, you become anointed for a time such as this. Can't nothing take you down. Can't nothing try to set you up to sabotage you. Only it will try. That's why the Bible says no weapon formed against you will be able to prosper. It won't prosper, amen, even with those that are trying to come against you that's among you and around you. Hold it. But some people will come close to you, come around you to become common with you to try, amen, to watch your every move. That's why you can't let them. I was sharing a revelation with some leaders some time ago about the game of poker, because Apostle Simeon used to do it back then. Maurice Simeon used to play, amen, cards, poker, dice games, or poker, five card poker, 21 and seven cards poker, and used to play Georgia Skin, all these different things, compulsive gambling. That's why I don't love, that's why I don't mess with gambling. They got a new casino, amen, coming to our region. I'm not a gambler, so I don't mess with that. I tell people, they ask me, are you going, man? No, sir, I don't mess with that. Amen. I put my trust and confidence in God. That's why he told me to seek ye first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. He said, everything else, amen, what? To follow me. Everything else should be added to my life. I don't have to chase that. It will chase me. Why you have to understand it, beloved, when the signature statement is given and released spiritually, you'll understand it naturally. Because man can't what? He can't serve two masters. He'll love one, hate the other. He'll cleave to one and despise the other. You can't love money and God. It's the root of all evil, but money answers all things. So God knows we need money. So when you understand the signature statement, amen, through being a giver, through being a blesser, through being the one that God can use in the earth realm as a conduit, as vessels, as a vehicle in the earth realm to represent him. Because everything that he said about Jesus' life, he always gave. Amen. He never took. He always gave. Only thing he took were the two fish and the five loaves of bread. And what? He performed the miracle. And many of you need miracles to perform in your life. Give it to the Lord. Amen. And listen to the signature statement, what he's saying back to you, so you can represent it in the earth realm that he will get the glory out of your life. Why? It's important to mount up in the realm of the spirit that you will be able to represent the kingdom of God in the earth realm. This is why we're reminded amen, in the Bible, in Isaiah 40, about the 28th verse. He said, "Has thou not known?" This part of your transcendence. Transcend. Transcend your thoughts. Transcend your mind. Transcend your heart. Transcend your life. "Has thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not?" Our God don't faint. He ain't sleep. He's still at work. He said, "Neither is he weary." He ain't tired. "There's no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint. And to them that have no might, he increases strength." You need strength in this hour? Get some joy, beloved, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. These who were able to do what he was able to do while he was in the earth realm, being a physical and natural man without sin. Many people say, "Well, he was God in the flesh." People of God, study your word. Study the scripture. Do your homework. Historical teaching. They still trying to figure it out. How was this man able to do this? By the power of God, by God's spirit. That's why we need his spirit in this hour. He will give us strength. Strength when you're weak, strength when you're tired, strength when you feel like giving up, strength when you want to throw in the towel, strength when it feels like you can't make it. He will give you strength because why? He has given us the signature statement that we can represent him in the earth realm. The Bible says, "I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me." He's the one that strengthens you, beloved. We know his strength in numbers. But in God, in the kingdom of God, even when it seems like you're walking along, when it seems like everybody walks out of your life, when it seems like everybody turned their back on you, when it seems like nothing is working in your favor, beloved, rest assured that God is working for you. Rest assured that he said he will never leave you, nor will he forsake you. God is still there with you. And as I share with the people, even if you make your bed in hell, he's still there. Even when you dabble in this, even when you mess up, he's still there. He's a God. His arms are wide open, just like he did the prodigal son. People of God, he's waiting on the prodigal sons and the prodigal daughters to come back home. He's waiting on us to get back in place, get back in position, and get back in our posture so we can represent his kingdom in the earth realm. Because many things are unfolding. Bible prophecy is fulfilling itself. It teaches and tells us how men will become in the last days. They will become lovers of themselves, lovers of pleasure more than the lovers of God. They will have a form of godliness, denying the power thereof. The Bible tells us from such, turn away. Turn away from it, beloved. If it's hard for you to turn away from it, then present it to God. Amen? So God can turn it around. God can shift it for your life. Amen? That you can be a representation of him in the earth realm. So when you step on the enemy's soil, my God, you're a representative of the kingdom. You're representing God's governmental order in the earth. That's why we need a fivefold ministry gift in function and in operation, because it's a governmental order. Why? Because God's hand is on it. Also, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers. We need it like never before. We need the apostolic builders. We need the prophetic insights, the revelators. We need evangelists to gather. We need the pastors to shepherd and teach God's people. We need it in this hour like never before. Not give them what you want, but give them truth. Give them the accuracy. Give them clarity. Give them understanding that even a babe will understand it in this hour. We don't need to be children tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine that's blowing in the earth realm, by this anti-system that's breathing out evil, breathing out wickedness, that's changing, amen, God's law, God's timing, changing the things of God, changing, amen, religion, changing people's mind. Beloved, you got to know without a shadow of a doubt. You got to trust God and stay in that place with God. God will give you power and strength, be able to do what you do for the kingdom of God. He said in verse 30, in Isaiah 40, he said, "Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall." Beloved, here's the peace. For they that wait upon the Lord. And in your waiting, you got to serve. But that's what a waiter and a waitress does. You got to continue to serve. Not sit still. Not be stagnant. Not be procrastinated. Because I told the people coming into 2023, No more excuses, no more procrastination. Because people make excuses real good why they can't do this and why they can't do that. So waiting on the Lord, that means you're in your word. That means you're fasting. That means you're praying. That means you're in a consecrated place. Jesus did it, and we're going to be the epitome of the followers of him in the earth realm, then we have to do it. I don't care what it costs you or what it takes. You have to push yourself to get into that place. It has to be discipline. You have to have the determination. I heard the women of God on the other night talking about persistence. It has to be persistence in this hour. It has to be consistency in the hour. This is why you see many people can't sit still. They toss to and fro. They're over here 1 minute at this minute. And next thing you know, you're looking on social media. You're looking on Facebook. They're sitting in another, amen, leader's pulpit. They're sitting in another leader's pew. Come on, beloved. We got to get rooted and grounded in this hour so we won't be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. We have to be in a place that God will give us the strength as we wait on him. He said he will renew your strength, that we will mount up with wings as eagles. He said they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. We don't need nobody fainting in this hour, fainting in the spirit, or fainting playing in church. Because, you know, a lot of people got a lot of fainting. Amen. The man of God lay hands, or the woman of God lay hands. You got people fainting, falling out. Come on, this is the hour not to fall out. This is the hour to fall in and fall in love with God. Come on, beloved, because you can fall out and get up and amen, and get up and look at and roll your eyes at your sister. The devil is a liar. Got to go ahead and prophesy to yourself and to your atmosphere on today. I am a signature statement. For greater is he that's within me than he that's in the world. If God be for me, who can be against me? I am a sound of the kingdom. Beloved, you are sons and daughters of the Most High. You are a sound in the earth realm, a signature in the earth realm, amen, that I'm telling you that represent the kingdom of God. So let your light shine forth, amen, the light of the kingdom of God. Be the salt of the earth in this hour, amen, that everything that God has what? Blessed, you can preserve it. He's using you to preserve everything, preserve his word, to preserve his works, to preserve, amen, the things of him in the earth realm. We have to preserve each other because the enemy is trying to take us out one by one. He don't care what he use or who he use, amen, he just wants to take out the work of the kingdom. So if he can take it out by using things to shift your mind, to shift what you think, to shift the things around you, to shift your relationships, people of God, you have to tap into the realm of the spirit and understand it from this place. You are a signature in the earth realm. Because when God puts his stamp of approval on it, you can guarantee it's a done deal. So I want to encourage you on today. Speaking from this place prophetically, people of God, knowing this, that God is doing something powerful for the men and women of God and say, Lord, I rend my heart to you. Lord, I rend my mind to you. Lord, I rend my body to you. Lord, everything that I have belongs to you because you're the one that's given it and you're the one that has granted it. So, beloved, be the people of God. Be the church on display. Be the one that will make a statement in the earth realm of what God said. You know one of the greatest challenges of the power struggle in the church? Because many people don't have an understanding of what God's word is saying because they have listened to leaders that manipulated, messed up the word, leaders that gave their viewpoint, leaders that gave their opinion instead of giving God's opinion, giving God's thought, giving God's word on the issue. This is why we say prayer was taken out of school. This is why we say same-sex marriage was implemented. This is why we say all of these things is out of the will of God. Perversion, a perverted church, a perverted people. We don't need to be there in this hour. Why many nations are perverted in the United States, many cities, states, towns. We don't need to be perverted because the kingdom is not perverted. That's why you see sexual immoralities and all these different things going on in the earth realm. Man, that people not paying attention to. And they wonder why what's created this evil and this wickedness in the earth. Come on, people of God. That's why we need prophets in our lives. Prophets that will speak from that place of what thus saith the Lord. Prophet that will speak the truth of God's word. men and women of God that won't take down, they won't be ashamed of your faces. Amen. They'll cry loud and spare not. They release what the Lord has said at this hour. Amen. I'm not to tear you down. If we're tearing you down, we tear down flesh. We tear down sin to build you back up in your most holy faith. Amen. So this is why we got to trust God in this hour and this season. Come on, arise, apostles. Come on, arise, prophets. Come on, arise, evangelists. Come on, arise, pastors and teachers. We need it like never before. We're losing souls. We're losing souls to religion. We're losing souls to the world system. We're losing souls to anti-system. We're losing so many souls. We see family members don't want church. We see people walking away from church. We even see leaders, pastors, bishops walking away from ministry. We see it, beloved. And God said, this is the hour to take a stand. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Don't take down. Don't take down in this hour. You have been bought with a price. And that's why we say we call it break down to build up. Anything that's not like God, he breaks it down. Just like he sent Jeremiah to the potter's house. Break it down. If you don't like it, we know that's a representation of Israel. Break it down because Israel turned over to idolatry. We don't need to turn over to idolatry as a church in this hour, in this dispensation. People of God, come on, let God build us up so we can be, amen, the church that's on display for him, so we can represent everything about God. We put on the characteristics of God. We put on what? His fruits in this hour to bear much fruit. We must have peace. We must have love. We must have joy. We must have temper. We must have long-suffering. Beloved, it's critical in this hour that we clothe ourselves with this so we can bear much fruit. That's a signature statement. It's time to represent. Who are you representing in this hour? Many people have names, have legacy, family names. Amen. I can look at my family name on both sides of my mom and my dad's side of the family. Names. When people hear your last name, it represents something. People, all they got to do is think about your father, your mother, your grandfather, your grandmother, your great-grandfather, your great-grandmother. This goes on and on and on. It represents something. So it is spiritually. We represent the Father's in heaven and his Holy Spirit within us. We represent that in the earth realm so we can be the people of God, the body of believers that he called us to be. You know why I won't take on the name Christian? Because the Christian religious world messed it up. They perverted it. They shifted over and started serving pagan stuff. So I'm a believer in the kingdom. There's nothing wrong with y'all want to set yourself as Christian. I know people say, well, we use that to follow Christ, so we tie to Christ's name. The Bible only speaks of Christian one time. That's over in the book of Acts, where Christian first called it Antioch. Come on, beloved, in this hour, wake up out of sleep so we can understand the signature statement in the earth realm, the signature sound that you will be a signature people, a chosen people that has been called out of darkness into his marvelous light. To do the work of the kingdom in the earth realm so we can see change in our community, change in our city, change in our region, change in our nation, change in America, changes in other countries. How is it that you can go to other countries and do mission work, but the mission work here left in our country is all messed up? Come on, beloved. We understand that Jesus said a prophet is not received in his own hometown, his own country. But, beloved, we as a body of believers, that's why the enemy wants us to compete and compare against each other. That's why he wants us to argue and debate. That's why he wants us to be envy and jealous of each other. The devil is a liar. It will not be in his body. Because everything that you see in God's body is love, is peace, is joy, is harmony, is growth, is maturing, is helping, is blessing. That's in the kingdom of God. But the stuff I've seen in church, beloved, you can call that God you want, but it ain't God. That's sending another statement to the world to let them know. Really, the church, a lot of churches have become mockery in the last day, mockery. And this last day that we're in as a people, a mockery. And now we need the miracle over the mockery. So we want to leave this word with you on today, beloved. Amen. Just trust God in this hour, the signature statement. It's time to represent. You must become that signature piece to become a signature sound, and that's God approved. And God approved you, I don't care what man said, what man tried to do. They can't stop it. They can't block it. They can't handle it. Amen? So this is the word of the Lord for the people of God on today. Amen. I pray, amen, that you take any nuggets and make them applicable to your life and watch God perform the miracle for your life. All right, Administrator Brown, we're going to take a commercial, any announcement that you have, and we'll come back, open up the line for any questions or comments.
Join Prophet Lerone Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to Lerone Matthews on Facebook and Lerone Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet Lerone Matthews. Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet Lerone Matthews.
Prophet Lerone Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Lerone Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestoretheletteru.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
God bless you, Apostle Simmons, and God bless everyone that's listening in on the line this morning. Just a couple of announcements, if you will. Please keep in mind that we've embarked upon a brand new month, and we've adopted the third Sunday in every month as Love Sunday for Dr. Matthews. And if you desire to bless the man of God and bless the ministry, you can do so by visiting the ministry website at werestoretheletteru.org. You can cash app at @RSPIM. You can mail at werestoreyou@yahoo.com, or you can call 877-912-2027. Also, February 18th and 19th, Dr. Matthews is on his way to Restoration and Truth Ministries, a ministry without walls in Hampton, Virginia. They're getting ready for their Love Empowerment Gathering. And for more information, you can call 757-817-1226. Again, those dates are February the 18th and the 19th, the Love Empowerment Gathering, hosted by Reverend Apostle Maurice and Prophet Eugene Simmons of Restoration and Truth Ministries, Hampton, Virginia. Also, Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, they're getting ready for 20 years in ministry, 20 years in ministry. This will take place March 31st through April the 2nd. More information is forthcoming on that as well. But you can call us at 877-912-2027, or you can also email us at LaronMatthewsMinistries@gmail.com. If you desire for Dr. Matthews to be the guest speaker at your conference, your prophetic summit, your revival, he's also a licensed Christian counselor. We'll be happy to coordinate that for us. For you, just give us a call again at 877-912-2027. God bless you, Apostle.
All right. God bless you, Minister. Come on, people of God, let us govern ourselves accordingly. We certainly bless God. Even in an announcement you gave for us, Minister Bryant, we bless God for those that will be partaking, amen, in the Love Empowerment Gathering. We're looking for a great time in the Lord for many men and women of God to be strengthened, amen, from that place of love. And we certainly thank God for the kingdom leaders that will be joining us and that will be sharing. We're excited. We're trying to take good care of you. Bless the Lord. Amen. So, amen, go ahead and RSVP. Go ahead and get your ticket. Amen. You can find that information on our website. Amen. So we bless the Lord. Amen. Registration fees, deadline is February the 13th. Please register by then. So we thank God for you. All right. Amen. All right. We're going to take the blog side. If you're on the blog side, you can hit one on your dial if you got a question or comment for us on this morning. Amen. Come right on in.
Apostle Simmons, we thank everyone for listening in the chat room this morning. We have several people that are listening in, and that your word really blessed them on this morning. And we thank God that you allowed the Lord to use you to bring this powerful word on this morning.
Amen. All right. Well, we bless the men and women of God over there today. Thank God. I believe our young prophets are on. If they're on, we bless God for the young prophets and certainly thank God for them, because we say anytime you get a touch from the Lord, a touch from kingdom, when kingdom touches you, I'm telling you, you touch kingdom, kingdom will touch you back. Once you touch from God, your life will never be the same. And I certainly thank God, amen, that I am a walking testimony. Amen. I am a living witness of what God can do. When he can pull you up out the muck, the mire, transforming your life from a place of despair, a place of no direction, when you think that you have direction, and it can raise you up to be a vessel, a voice, a sound, a frequency in the earth realm for his glory. Do it take time? Yes, you stay in the process. Don't rush the process. You stay in it. You get under good, anointed leadership, anointed men and women of God, and submit to the teaching, the training, and the equipping, and you will be effective for the kingdom of God. Amen. So we bless God for them over there today. All right, you're on the block side. You hit one on your dial. Come right on in. If you got a question or comment, if not, we're going to the conference line. Amen. All right, conference line. You can star six, open your line up. If you don't meet, you can come off mute. If you got a question or comment this morning.
Good morning.
God bless you, woman of God. Can't hear you if you're speaking.
I am so thankful to hear what the Lord has given you this morning. It is very powerful. It is so needed in this hour and this season. I just want to thank the Lord for being under your leadership and knowing that what God is doing in your life, he's also doing in the others, and knows how to tap in and knows what God is doing in their lives and know their identity. So I thank the Lord for you today, Apostle, for bringing forth revelation, bringing forth truth, bringing forth God's righteousness so that people can be set free in this hour and this season. God bless you and happy birthday.
Bless you. Thank you, woman of God. Bless the Lord for you as well. Amen. And it is definitely imperative for the people of God to know that we must let God build us. And if we're open for him to build us, he will build us. We'll always remind the people about Psalms 127 and 1. Except the Lord build the house. Everything else you do, I don't care how many big buildings you build, if God don't build it, amen, it's just in vain. So, amen, I thank God for using me as, amen, as a builder. That's why we say we're not building buildings, we're building people's lives. And I certainly thank God for being a vessel to he can use, amen, to bless people's lives. So stay in that vein, woman of God, stay in that flow. People ain't seen nothing yet. Amen. You are a signature piece. You are a signature sound in the earth realm that God will use. Even when people can look from afar off, trying to look in and don't understand the masterpiece, understand what's going on, amen, God is going to amaze them. He's going to blow their minds. So you just stay in that place, woman of God. Amen. To God be the glory. His hand is on your life. We bless the Lord for you as well. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I receive it. Thank you. Appreciate you. And a prophet as well. Thank you.
All right. Amen. Anyone else?
Amen. God bless you, Apostle.
God bless you, Mother Sydney.
God bless you. Amen. Man of God, I tell you. First, happy birthday and many blessings. Amen.
God.
I thank and praise God for you and Lady Simmons, amen, on this day. Your sound is so prevalent in the earth atmosphere on today. And as I was listening when you was ministering, I said, God, I said, give me more father figures, more brothers, more mentors, amen, that will undergird the young people, I said, because we have a generation, and it's not every one of them, but this generation that's coming up, so many of them are being lost, and they're grabbing and groveling, and they're trying to find truth, amen, but there is just not enough outreach. There is just not enough. He said the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. And what I thank and praise God is for your unselfish love, amen, that you have for God's people, amen. And I know that You're the man of God that will put your life on the line, even for a stranger. And if God tells you to do that, because you know God has your back, you have such a powerful word that comes up out of you. And as it comes out, you know, most higher, glory to God. And as it comes up out of you, I think about out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Amen. These living waters, amen, they're flowing up out of you today. It was just like a flow. It was flowing. I said, God, he is flowing, just flowing and flowing. Amen. Because God knows that the atmosphere needs rain. God knows that the atmosphere needs truth and love. Amen. Even at the same time as rebuking and reproving, yet all of that, love was coming through all of that. And so I heard God. I said, Lord, I hear you. I heard God speaking, amen, through you, amen. And it was just such a, even in a rebuke, it's just such a love and such a humility and just like, I love you. I love you. Just come on back. Come on back. You know, I'm coming back soon. I'm not going to take it long, but I don't want you lost. And so I just thank and praise God, you know, for the prophet touch, amen, that how you could be in your own self. You could say, oh, well, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to have someone else do it. I'm kind of weary. But even in your weariness, even in when you don't feel like doing, glory to God, even in sickness, glory to God, yet you are still there. I thank God for your strength. Amen. Glory to God. Even though, glory to God, hallelujah, that's a 10-year difference with us. Amen. I said, you still big brother in the gospel for me, to me. Amen. Yeah. Even though I'm mother, I'm like, he ain't no son. He's a brother to me. But I thank and praise God for the respect, you know, that you give me. Amen. But yet, you know, I just love you. I love you, and Lady Simmons, amen. Glory to God. And so you just continue to be strong in the Lord. And one thing I know is the pure love that comes from you. Amen. Because when I come on the line and when I'm able to come on the line, I really hear the joy. I hear the love. Like, Mother, oh, I miss you, Mother. Good to hear you, Mother. I can hear that. Amen. When I hear you say that, when I hear Lady Simmons say that, glory to God. And so thank you, Apostle Simmons. Thank you for your time that you give, you know, when nobody else, when everybody else is sleeping and everybody is gone, and for your sacrificial time that you give, your still away time that you give with God, because what you have on the inside, you have had to spend time with God in order to receive and see God's people. God bless you.
Amen. Bless you, Mother. Certainly, we thank God for you as well, and we love you too, Mother God. Thank you for being the woman of God that you are, and certainly you are a mother in Zion. You display that. You represent that, and I know you don't take down for anything, and we need to be serious about the work of the kingdom because souls are at stake. And that's why I don't take it lightly when God has given me a charge or a mandate or assignment he has put before me. When I made that vow to God and I gave my life to him, I was serious about the work of the kingdom. Amen. The kingdom business, it ain't no plaything. And I know some people don't take it serious or they feel like, you know, it just is what it is. No, I take the thing of God very seriously. That's what I do. Me and my wife, we do ministry in the spirit of excellence. I share with our core leadership team, you know, we're a ministry of excellence. We're not going to be, well, many would say perfect, but at least we need to honor and represent God, amen, that he will perfect it, and he will always bring the pieces together. And when you hear us, amen, we pray that we represent the kingdom of God well, not ourselves, but we represent the kingdom of God. So, thank God for you as well. We are still praying and interceding for you as well. Even if you don't dialogue or talk, Mother, know that we're interceding and praying for you, your daughters, your family in the background. Woman of God, you always got somebody praying and interceding for you. I want you to know that. In my prayer time, you are called out, and I pray daily. As I share with my leaders, one thing you're going to know about your apostle, he's going to pray, preach, and prophesy. And I'm going to pray, and I'm praying for your mother.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. One thing, people of God, the Bible says in Proverbs 15:6, that's how powerful our mother said to me. And this is where we understand spiritual, understand the thing that's going on around us naturally. It's that in the house of the righteous is much treasure, but in the revenues of the wicked is trouble. And that's why we see America, we see government, the Senate, we see the House, we see it the way it is, wickedness, all this different stuff going on, because they manipulate and control it from a monetary system to control the spots in communities, towns, cities, and states with these governments. And that's why it's so important we get in the government of God, because when the righteous is in power, the people rejoice. But when the wicked is in power, the people mourn. And that's why we say we have been seeing a mourning in the land for a long time with inflation, gas prices, dealing with the percentage, I can't think of it right offhand, going up, different things that are going up that some people can't even afford. But our God shall supply all of our needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus, because we're in the house of the righteous. Amen. And we have much treasure. And that's why we got to understand the treasure that's in us, in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. So bless you on this morning, Mother. Amen. Anyone else got a question or comment this morning?
Good morning, Apostle.
Right. Good morning. Bless you, woman of God.
When you began speaking this morning, I was like, Lord, I know what he's talking about. Hey, Lord. I said, I know what he's talking about. When you was talking about when we're going through things and how God began to feel elevators and different things like that, it just took me to a place when it was once in my life that I was really, really struggling, running from God. Ooh, was I running? Oh, my goodness. I probably beat Jonah. And I'm just trying to tell you, because I was telling God he made mistakes. I said, God, this is not what you're doing, this, not this, that, and the other. And I was just really, really struggling with my identity in Christendom. And when you said, I know you was relating it to the natural, but when you said you can't change the DNA of God, I related to myself as personal, because that was a book that God dropped in my spirit anyway. I wrote it down. It's called The DNA of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is maybe 3 or 4 years ago. And so I know I can relate to a lot of things that you were saying this morning personally. And I thank God for you just bringing it out this morning, because it's a wonderful thing for the people to hear and to know that you're not by yourself. Somebody, you know, like you said, you pray daily. And that's how we begin to get the word that is coming to us, get the word that we give to the people because of the prayers daily to help them out of the times when they're struggling inwardly and don't know how to, which way to go. So, men of God, you said so many wonderful points this morning. Ooh, hallelujah, glory to God. I just thank God for you, men of God. I thank God for the things that you have said this morning, and it's just been such a blessing to hear. Like you said, you preach. Believe it or not, you prophesy, even though you weren't saying it to a particular, but it was a prophecy in the message if people were really listening. And I thank God for that. God bless you, and I'm going back on you.
Amen. Bless you as well, Dr. Wilkes. Thank God for you as well. It is, I know sometimes, as we always say, I think maybe you kind of like in that same place when it comes. I sound like our messages are hard, especially when you deal with the flesh or sin. It's not hard. Now, we understand some people have what we call fire, hell, brimstone messages, But it's messages that will come to help us to see what the problem is, to correct the problem so we can get the benefits of everything that God has for us. Because I remind the people at our local assembly that God don't reward bad behavior. And if you think that God don't reward with bad behavior and you continue to have that behavior, no, you, I don't know what Bible you're reading or what God you're serving. Because the word teaches me that if we do this, this is the consequence that comes from that. So that's why we have to understand this, because, you know, many people have been indoctrinated by a lot of teaching and, again, religion and denominational of men's doctrine that made them feel they can live a life the way that they choose to live and feel like, you know, well, his grace and mercy, he know my heart, you know, and all of this stuff. That's why we need him as our Savior to help perfect those things for our lives so we won't keep making those same mistakes. Don't you know people made resolutions, New Year resolutions and vows, promises coming into this new year that they're going to break within probably 90 days or half of the year. They're going to break it because they're not disciplined, trained, and equipped to keep those vows, those promises they made before God. Why? Because temptation, trials are going to come, problems are going to come, things that's going to come to disappoint us that may shift us. And that's why it's so important we stay in that place with God no matter what, how we feel, what we think, or what we're going through. We stay in that place. I always give the testimony about how I was able to endure in the passing of my mother and deal with family issues and still carry ministry and still lead a people in the strength that God has given me. That was like timber that was sent up. Those were prayers and those were times that I spent with God that gave me the strength to be able to go through it. Because in the human perspective or the human mind or human body, some people wouldn't be able to do that. They were throwing the towel, and that's why they wonder why many men and women of God are able to navigate and do what they do and still have strength. They still have joy. They still have love. They still have peace. I wasn't going to let none of that. Did it feel good? No, it did not. Amen, because you know you got family members that you love, and you see things chaotic, and you see things, amen, just not coming together, not right. But when you trust God, he'll bring everything full circle. So that's why I thank God for being in a place with God in good times, being in that place with God in bad times. Amen, because I know he's going to honor his word. It ain't going to return back to him void. You can believe that. So thank you, Dr. Wilk. Bless you in this morning. Amen. All right. Anyone else? You're on the blog side, hit 1. You're on the conference line, star 6. Come right on in. All right. Well, Minister,
good morning.
Bless the Lord. Good morning. God bless you.
Hey, good morning. Happy birthday. God bless you, Apostle
bless
Simmons,
you.
To Apostle Matthews, and to you, Administrator Bryant, to you, First Lady Simmons. God bless y'all. Listen, if I tell you, God is just giving us all the ammunition we need as we on this fast, I tell you, I'm so excited. You hear me? What when I think about I'm going to tell you this, when you talk about what we need up on the earth, you know, the evangelists and, you know, the fivefold and everything, I listened to a interview to a person that I knew, know pretty well, that was homosexual, and she was giving her testimony, and this is what related with you. She said that she was in the chair at the barbershop, and you always talk about going to the barbershop. And she said that when the man came into the barbershop, that the demons in her began to manifest. And they were, and she was like, oh, I got to get out of here. Who is that? Who is that? Like that. And they were like, and I'm not going to say her name, and she's known. And they were like, ain't nothing wrong here, man of God. What is that? And said she ran out of the barbershop with her hair half cut. And she went on to say later on a friend of hers invited her to church. And at this time, you know, she said she was seeking God And she was seeking God, you know, trying to get changed and, you know, all of that. But, you know, she was still doing the things that pleased her flesh. And so when she went to church, she was at the altar, you know, she said, and there that man again, as she said. And he was the pastor of the church. And she was like, oh, God, not again. But anyway, she delivered, and, you know, this stuff feel rough if you ever pull up. You know, I'm in a leadership program. But what I wanted to bring out was what she said was, we so busy trying to preach to people, you know, and all that man did was showed up. You know, he didn't say nothing to her. He went in there and got his hair cut himself. But because of the God in him, the light in him, the demons recognized it and couldn't stay there. And she ran out of the barbershop. And I thought about how, again, we those people in that barbershop may never visit your church. They may never come, you know, where you at or whatever service. But they are waiting on you, you know? And just see if you became and shoot the breeze like them, you know what I'm saying, compromise to fit in with them, but really they are waiting to fit in with you, you know? And I just thought about that when you were talking about your signature, you know, the signature upon the earth. You got a signature, you know? Your signature is being written because those people know that they can talk to you. Those people know that there is God in you, you know? And I just, and, you know, she said, all we got to do is be a light, you know? And it's like they respect you, you know, for the God in you, you know? So I just wanted to share that. But if you pull her up and say interview or something, but she was saying everybody, you know, gay people love God. But it's the point that we just got to love and pray. You know, that's what she was saying, because it was that man light that drew her, and them demons manifested and came out, you know, like that. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I just want to tell you, I thank you for what you, you know, presented on today. It has really encouraged me, you know, enlightened me into know our signature. You know, our signature is needed. We need to make an impact, and we need to put an imprint in the lives of the people that we touch. You know, and I think about, you know, by me being an evangelist, I talk to God and I say, Lord, you know, I don't want just a title. You know, I want to be found doing what you call me to do. You know, and I try to make, I said, Lord, if I go into the cleaners, Let me share, you know, give me the bonus, give me the strategy on how to witness, you know, and everywhere I go, if I go pick up a pizza, give me the word that I can say for those people to know that Jesus loved them. You know, don't never let me assume that I left a soul uncovered to the point of not letting them know you know, and so that's where I'm at, you know. And part of my life, you know, like that, because I'm like, Lord, I've been seeking you. I've been in the hiding place in a sense, you know, but it's like I don't want to leave. And so now it seems like I'm getting busy going out with my clients. So I say, that's my platform. Lord, don't let me leave neither one of my clients without introducing you, not assuming that they know you, but to know that I've done that, because we don't know if we'll see them again. We don't know if they'll die. But, Lord, let me know that I've done what you wanted me to do, and that's when I'm going to pray. Let me leave my signature of God in their life so that they will know that God is real. God bless you. I enjoyed this on this morning. What a great breakfast. God bless
you. Yes, amen. God bless you, Evangelist Marshall. And while you were saying that, it brought me back to the message. I didn't bring part of that out, but just thinking about three critical areas for the believer, especially what we're dealing with today, and how we have seen, I would say, the church world over our centuries and decades and in this dispensation time that we're in now. You look at even when Jesus was tempted, many people fall during the temptation, And this is how the church world has become. And that's why we have to become a signature statement in the earth realm based upon this particular scripture and represent the kingdom of God as Jesus did. You see what the enemy done. He took Jesus and tried to get Jesus to turn the stones into bread. That's one incident. That's one temptation about food, because he knew he was fasting, praying, and he was hungry. So he brought that temptation to him to deceive him on that part, but Jesus passed the test. Then he took him up on the high mountain. And this is where we said, well, the kingdoms of the world, showed him the kingdoms of the world. This is where a lot of people in Christendom and the church world, they want all of the influential things. They see all these different things, bow down to certain things that the flesh wants to be satisfied and gratified. So that's another deception. And then the third deception is where now he took them on the pinnacle of the temple. Now you see now he told him to cast himself down and the angel will take charge over him. This is where you see spiritual leaders at, and this is where the problem has come into Christendom again because of denomination, association, religious ideology. All of this stuff had come in and shifted the people because you're on the pinnacle. That represents the church, the temple, represent that place. That's why people's minds are being controlled. The temple of their minds are being manipulated, controlled by what? False doctrine of what? Denominations and certain teachings. So what they do, they represent that teaching. They represent what they heard, what they represent what they've seen, and they carry it out. Now, we bring the spiritual now, but you have to see it physically of what we see in the earth realm, what has taken place. But that's why God is doing we share with the people, many prophetic people share it. That's why there is a resetting. It's been a resetting that God is resetting everything back in divine alignment and divine order. God is doing that, but he's using people to do it because he's exposing the darkness. He's exposing what's here because anytime light shows up, darkness has to flee. He takes us into the darkness. I hear prophets talk about it many times. He takes us into the darkness. We all was in darkness. But when light shows up, that's a representation. Darkness has to go. So that's why we have to be that signature statement that Jesus stated, man cannot live by bread alone. We're the temple of God. This, I think I said it some time ago, that when you are bought with a price, your price tag goes up. You shouldn't sell out or compromise, amen, for all of the stuff that the enemy or people are offering you. Offering you for what? Temporary stuff? I want to throw it out here like this, but I always get the ladies, because I've been there and done that. I always try to get the ladies that don't let that man blow in your ear. To what? For a moment, for a short time. Or what you looking at? Are you looking if you can get something from that relationship? Is that man willing to put a ring on your finger? Because if he ain't to make a covenant, then he only using you, using your body for emotion, your feelings, while he over here play dating, over here messing with some other woman. Especially if they ain't got God in their life. I know because I was once there. Stop with this and stop with transformation. So, we have to be that signature statement in the earth realm because we represent God in the earth to bless many people's lives. That's why, woman of God, I go into the barbershop on my job. I don't have to say a word. As you stated, they're waiting on me. They're waiting on me. They're asking questions. When we start dialoguing and when I explain it to them in a way that they can understand it, they're like, wow. All these preachers I have been listening to on the media or in my church, they never explained it like that. Well, I said, God uses everybody different, uniquely. I said, this is where he equipped me to explain it this way so you can understand it spiritually for your life. Amen. And it's blessing many of their lives. So I just thank God for being that signature statement in the earth realm to represent God's kingdom. So bless you, Evangelist Marshall, woman of God. All right. Anyone else? Blog Star, I believe about to lose the Blog Star. Hit one on your dial, you come right on in. You on the conference line, start 6, come on in.
Bless your pastor this morning.
God bless you, woman of God.
This is Benita Sanders.
All right.
I enjoyed the word this morning, man. I as I was listening to you, I kept hearing the scripture in Psalms 45 where it says, my heart is indicted in a good matter, speaking the things which I have made, touching the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. God is fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore, God has blessed thee forever. I thank God for the word, because in the kingdom, that's who we are. We are representatives of kingdom. The word says, when he was getting ready to give himself up for us, he said to those that were around him, he said, my kingdom is not of this world. And if my kingdom was of this world, then would my servants fight. So I thank God for true representation. I want to do everything that he said. I don't want to be in a place to where I am falsely representing him in my life, in the life that he's given us. I thank God for this place, man of God, for the training, for staying in his face. And the word clearly tells us to let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
Right.
Man. I thank God for the men and women of God that stand in righteousness. The true representation of Jesus Christ must be performed in our lives. I just thank God for the word, man of God. I'm just so mindful, because even in the job that I'm on now, a hospice chaplain, being in a place to where I don't have to say a word when I go in those rooms. I don't have to say a word. Just the presence of the Most High that emanates, walking word, living word, meditating on the word, allowing the word to be performed. If we let God arise, every enemy will be scattered. But we got to let him. So God bless you this morning. Apostle, God bless you this morning. All my brothers and sisters, blessings to you this morning. Bless you, Prophet, Apostle, this morning. Matthew, blessings to you all this morning. Enjoy the word, man of God. I just want to be a true representative of the kingdom. I don't want my good to be evil spoken of. I want to abstain. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I want to allow the word of God to be performed. The appearance of evil, I don't even want it to be in my dwelling. Is what the word said to Cain. He said, if you do good, you do well. But if you do evil, sin lieth at the door.
At the door.
The interest of the word, man of God, man, I'm getting excited. It brings light. And it's understanding to the simple. If we let him be our shepherd, the whole world will see it. They'll see it. They won't even have to second guess who we are. God bless you this morning, man. God bless you, see you this morning.
Amen. Likewise, bless you as well, woman of God. Thank you. Thank you for coming and sharing that. To God be the glory. And while you were talking, it took me back to something that Judge Marshall just said, talking about the woman of God that was in the barbershop, and how the man of God showed up, and how the spirit or the demon began to express itself. That's why it's so imperative that when we have the Spirit of God, and when the Spirit of God is in us and the presence of God shows up, because we carry the presence of God wherever we go. That's why we can't get caught up on the hype of the buildings of church. And when you leave them four walls of them buildings, I don't care how massive those buildings look, because that's what many people got caught up on for years. When you leave, you got to leave with something, that you could be that representation. So when you go back into those places, like your job, around your unsaved family members, in the barbershop, the hair salon, the grocery store, the mall, to know. It's something different about that man. It's something different about that woman. Demons shouldn't be feel comfortable around you. Always share that with the people. If demons are comfortable around you, something wrong. Everywhere Jesus went, when his presence of power shows up, demons tremble. You come to torment us, they know, they recognize that.
Wow.
But if you hanging with them and you doing the same thing they're doing, they ain't worried about you because they know you ain't got no power. That's why we are sitting to a statement in the earth realm as God's ambassadors, as men and women of God that can display him, that he would get the glory. I reminded the people prophetically of what God spoke concerning 2019, 2020, 2021, 2020, even some of 2022. Some people still ain't getting it. God shifted the church because the church was taking his glory. God ain't sharing his glory with no man. They thought the pandemic shifted them. No,
that's right.
God shifted the church to get us to do us right. Amen. That's why we need him.
I heard this the other day, Apostle. I heard this the other day. I was looking at the scripture. What is man that thou art mindful of him? What is man that thou makest him a little lower than the angels, a little lower than Elohim? And I said, Father, what is that? What is it? We have so many meanings. What is it? He said, Benita, it's clear. It's simple. When God made God. That did something. When he made God, when he made himself, in us, he said, in you, you live like God, but you die like men. It's a responsibility, and it's God. It's a responsibility as people of God to consider him. To just hear his voice is, man, God bless you this morning, Apostle. Bless you to you.
Bless you, Father God. Bless you. Amen. It's so important, man, we have code breakers in the earth realm. These are men and women of God. And I'm telling you that God will download, deposit his wisdom, his knowledge, his understanding to. Now, many people say anytime you deal with truth, anytime you deal with righteousness, you know, it's like a what they call a reproach. That's what the world would say, or even in Christendom or religious world. We don't deal with that. We don't want that because we're living in a world. They don't actually come out and say that. We live in a world that's of a lie. And that's why Jesus had to deal with, when he dealt with the Pharisees, Sadducees, had to deal with the religious folks, even teaching his disciples, early apostles that followed him. Many people don't want to be challenged from that place. Yes, you will be ridiculed. Yes, you will be persecuted. Yes, you will be called this and called that. Yes, you will be get spiritual warfare and spiritual battles because of what you stand for. And anytime you exposes what the enemy has tried to do to blind God's people, then you up for a fight. But guess what? You ain't got to fight. God will fight for you. And that's why society, they have implemented so many things, hidden things, secret things. The elites put certain things in place, the codes, and even when it comes to religion, because religion rules the world, whether y'all know it or not. Many people think it's government, but it's religion. It rules the world, and that's why they need religion in, and that's why they have to try to manipulate, control religion, to try to manipulate and control what? A society. And that's why they give symbols that have meaning. But if you never get into a place to understand the symbols, because they're hidden, but they're in plain sight. People can see them all day long, but until they really do research and study and go into prayer to really understand what it is in the realm of the spirit, just like many would call something what they call, I'm going to share this code with y'all, and then we're going to open it up for someone else. The Genesis effect. They call it the Genesis effect. Y'all might get something up from the Genesis effect, but this is what God has given to me. How many people use it. They use it in Catholicism, other religion, and even use it in government. Government. I know I'm supposed to some probably exposed to some powerful, but the people need to know. When you look at secret society and their symbols, Freemasonry, all the different things you look at, Many people in the religious world, they might be tied to it or a part of it. Some pastors have it in their churches because they're a part of it. And that's why they carry out their rituals and their secrets and certain things that they won't share with their congregation. But tell somebody God won't leave you in the dark. So when they give you some certain things, that's why you have what they call the Genesis effect, or what we call the Freemason symbols of geometricals, or the compass in the square. But you got to understand that representation when it goes deeper. That's life, because you see that G in the compass and the square. I notice that you don't supposed to be exposing this, but you can expose the enemy, the brain shed light. That G supposed to represent, that's God. They say God, geometrical. But that at the same time, that's Genesis. That's where you get the Genesis effect. Because why? God told them to be fruitful, multiply. Look at the symbols, people of God. It's a man and a woman. Because when the man put seed in the woman carried the seed, and she, what, her egg come together and it produced life. You bring forth children. They tell you, they don't give you the deep meanings of these things, and if they use that in society, amen, to stay in power, to control, manipulate the people. But the devil is a liar. You tell somebody he got a remnant that will expose the lie if the people only receive the truth. So, people of God, we have to wake up spiritually and represent God's kingdom in the earth realm. That's a signature statement in the earth. Jesus said it. That's why Jesus didn't die. And if he in you, amen, don't you bow. Amen? I ain't bowing to Baal. I ain't worshiping, honoring no goat, no Baphomet. I'm not into anything that would try to bewitch me or try to persuade me to follow anything that's evil, wicked, and dark. They tell you it might be good, but people of God, it is not for your good. All right. Bless the Lord. Anyone else? Come on in if you got a question or comment.
Phenomenal morning to you, Apostle. Go ahead, I'll wait.
No, go ahead, dear.
Phenomenal morning to you, Apostle, and happy birthday also to you.
Thank you, woman of God.
This word was right on time for me because I am in a transition in my business also, too. But what I learned is the people that were in the salon as they were leaving, they didn't say it to me, but they said it to, you know, other people in the salon that I'm churching them the deaf in the salon, or I pray too long or pray too much in the salon. And I'm thankful for this word because that really helped me really stay in my position of why God gave me what he gave me in the salon and how to operate it and how to run it, because he sent people to confirm what I'm doing in the salon. And their issue is because I'll play gospel music too long, or, of course, I'll blow my shofar, or if someone comes in and pray. But the signature statement it just rang powerful with me because it made me think of what I'm wearing every day. Many people put on name brand clothes, but they're not putting on the name of God as they're walking.
Come on here.
They have Gucci and Louis Vuitton and all that, but they don't want to put on the garments of love, peace, joy, forgiveness, kindness. They don't want to wear that name brand, but they want to wear the name brand of the world. So this really resonated deep for me, and I appreciate it. And even the last part when you just said about demons shouldn't be comfortable around you, that is so true, and it makes sense in a lot of ways why certain people that come and work in my salon, why they don't stay long, because they can't be fake in my salon. They can't be imitating one thing and then the real come out. And I always say, one thing you can't be is fake in my salon. It is a lifestyle, and it is a lifestyle of God, and you just can't be straddling a fence, especially in this hour. I even heard the Lord say when you were ministering, because he just keeps using this word, no longer. No longer will there be lukewarm people. No longer will people be straddling a fence. No longer will people be saying they this and that. God is no longer tolerating that, and he is exposing those that want to just straddle. You either for him or you not. It's no more pretend wearing. Nobody's going to be dressing up like Halloween all year long no longer. Thank you so much for this word. God bless you, Apostle.
Amen. Bless you as well, woman of God. And you hold fast. You stay, hold your ground. You stay right in that place, as you stated, because there's two pieces here. Check this out. Anytime you are a believer, you carry the kingdom because you carry the Ark of the Covenant. We no longer carry what we call tangible, the Ark of the Covenant. We carry it now in our spirit, on our heart, the Ark of the Covenant. When you understand the heart, the Ark of the Covenant, it's in the covenant. That's the covenant you made with God and you made with you, and you gave your life to him. Now, you that replica, you that representation of him. So when you go into an environment, atmosphere, region, surrounding, whatever it is, when you go in to allow God to change it. It don't change you. The reason that when you go in, you allow God to change it. And I always say either they're going to get up and go, or they will accept and surrender the change, like Evangelist Marshall gave about the lady ran out of the barbershop. If they come into your camp, they don't come into your camp to change you. When they come into your camp, they coming in to get something, not to contaminate you. But many people have messed up where they have actually sat down and allowed people to contaminate them instead of them make an impact in and on their lives. That's the way it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be a counter-reaction where, again, light reversing the darkness, not darkness bringing darkness. Light counteract darkness. Positive help negative. All of that. And that's why it's so important. When you find your atmosphere, it could be the atmosphere of your home, could be the atmosphere of your business, could be the atmosphere of your job, even though it might be somebody else's job or employed. That you're working for. But don't you know, because you house the Spirit of God in you, that you take the presence of God in that, and not just take it to the church. We take it wherever we go. We understand how to handle all of that when, because God gives man wisdom, he does everything decently and order. We understand that. He'll give you the time to speak, when to say something. You just don't go on another man's job just going out there preaching the gospel. We understand that. You're there to work, but you're there to be an example for the kingdom on that particular job. Not to compromise, but be that light. Because you said eventually if they see that light, if they see that signature statement that's being made, you representing God wherever you go, your character is right. You know, never out of character. I don't care how mad you get. You never out of character. They see the God in you. They know that you are a man and woman of God. They can't nothing shift or change that. So they're going to respect that and honor that. Some will still try to agitate you just to see if you're going to bow, bend, or break. No, 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 no. When you rooted and grounded in the things of God, can't nothing come and contaminate my environment. That's why I always use an example for myself, that when I'm working, I'm in an environment by myself. I have many people around me, but it's me and God. I'm still working. You can talk, cuss, say whatever you want to say, worldly things, do whatever you want to do, but guess what? They respect my environment because why? They know that the presence of God there. They know it's something different about that man. They know it's something different concerning my life. And I think someone brought it out. We don't have to say a word. We just let the light shine. We be that signature statement, as you stated a few minutes ago. We wear it. We wear God well, not former godliness, denying the power. We present it where it's seen of men. They see God's handiwork on your life. They see what God's doing in and through your life. That's where they're respected. That's why I said, if people know me 10, 20 years ago, no. You looking for the wrong Maurice. No, it ain't me. So bless you, woman of God. Stay right in that place and continue to do what you're doing. God is well pleased. Know that God is well pleased with the woman of God. And everything that you believe it in for is going to come to pass for your life. You just begin to continue to write the vision. Write the vision and continue to present it to those that God will divinely connect to you. Because he is going to connect you with new people. New people are coming. They're coming out of the woodwork. They're coming out of the mock, the mire. They're coming out of, I'm telling you, the ghetto. They're coming out of the hood. They're coming out of strange places. places where the church world don't want to go. They're coming out of those places, woman of God, and God's going to use you as a signature piece, a signature sound that will touch their lives. You're going to go to the deep parts of their lives through the sound that will penetrate. God is going to give you discernment. You're going to discern. You ain't going to beat them across the head with the word. Just through your embracing, just through your encouragement, it's going to cause a radical change for their life. What? Mark my word, woman of God. You just stay in that place. And that's why the enemy is fighting you so hard. From family members, he's fighting your finances, even trying to attack to make you think of sometimes in your health. He's trying to shift that. But no. Go ahead, woman of God, pull it down, cast it down, send it back where it came. Send it back from where it came, and you walk in everything that God has established for you. Watch it come to pass, woman of God. Let me hear the testimony. Amen. We bless the Lord on today.
Amen. God bless you. I receive the word, Apostle, and you definitely you hit it in the nail, but I'm not going to move, waver. I'm being a palm tree in this season. I'm
all
not
right.
Moving at all. God bless you, and thank you for the word.
Amen. Bless you, woman of God. All right. Come on, Prophetess.
Amen. Powerful. My God. To God be all the glory and give an honor to every kingdom leader in their respective places. I am elated, and I am not just amazed, but I'm thankful for what the Spirit of the Lord has released through every kingdom leader in their respective places. To you, Apostle Simmons, my husband, what an honor it is to serve alongside of you. And I'm thanking God for you for availing yourself to him. So as your wife, your friend, I am godly proud of you. Thank you for being that signature statement. Thank you for being that signature statement. Thank you for being that signature statement representing the kingdom of God, his sound. And you, we already know, you said something and it brought it back. Yes, back in 2 years ago, marked for distinction. I believe that helped launch and thrust you in an area with God that you have been marked for distinction, and thank you for representing God here on this earth. The word of God on today was much needed, powerful, and I thank you again because you have been approved by God. And, you know, I also saw this, you know, in the political side, how you see these commercials of people being endorsed. I thank God that you've been endorsed by God, and I endorse you, man of God. I thank God for you and us being connected. And the last thing that I'm going to say to you is when I kept hearing Mother Sydney say the word flow, you're in the flow, you're flowing. And in my view, of course, you know, I'm seeing water flow. And so the flow of the water, the flow of the sound, you see waves, and there's a frequency that is being released, but we sometimes can't hear it because of the flow of the water, the anointing. I thank God that he has you in a place that your signature statement that God has placed upon you is pushing back the contaminants as you travel along this journey. And nothing by any means shall come nigh your dwelling or harm you. And I'm praying that God will restore back unto you what you release, man of God, because it's not just here, but you are speaking to thousands. You're speaking to the masses of people. And I am praying for covering, because God has you covered by the blood, but I'm praying because every time you release what God gives unto you, there's virtue being released, but there's also virtue being restored back unto you. So I
pray continually for you. I thank God for the word, and I thank God for everything that every kingdom leader has spoke to confirm what God is doing. God bless you. I love you. And, of course, happy birthday.
I receive that one, to God. God bless you, honey. I thank God for you as well. We are Team Simmons, and certainly God is truly blessing our lives. And I thank God for the years that we have together. And I know that God is not through with us yet. So I certainly thank God for you as well, my encourager, you know, and prays for me and share me. I just bless the Lord. Amen. On today. I will not sell out, you know, to the industry. And I explained about how many people in the industry, especially when I was talking about the hip-hop culture, giving an analogy, an example about the Timberland boot when it was just a work boot. And then because the rappers was wearing it and portraying it in their videos and walking around as a signature statement, and it became popular, and the industry took it on and began to jack the price up and make money off Timberland. That's how Timberland became, you know, a great name and sale in industry, in the market. And many people still pay $2 for some Timberland boots when it used to just be a work boot, but it's because you could go back and do the research on it, people of God. Amen. That's a true. It's true how the industry will take certain things and shift it. Even in the church world, many people got on that stage, influential leaders got on that stage, and those in the background, the elites or what I want to call it, shifted and changed these great influential leaders. That's why y'all saw many of them begin to change. You saw their teaching change. So many things that they can't even come to the forefront to, you know, to share with many people. But a lot of that changed. Why? Because they sold out. There's certain things they can't even preach across or teach across their pulpit because they sold out. You can't say this. You can't teach this. Don't talk about this. We give you this. You be silent. You be quiet. You just teach the word of God. Teach the simple things. Teach the things that will encourage the people. Teach the things that will keep the people in their mess, in so many words. And people never come into their identity. So I bless the Lord for you, woman of God. Thank God for you. All right. Anyone else? Don't want to miss nobody. You can start 6 at Yolanda. If you got a question or comment this morning.
Pastor.
Bless you.
Again, I'm coming. And forgive me. I forgot. I heard everybody else say happy birthday. I gave you a shout-out on Facebook, but I'm going to shout-out on the line.
I received it. Yes, ma'am. Bless you.
And
amen.
I say this, and I pray that I don't offend anyone when I say this. As you would keep saying signature. I know this is a worldly song, but it just won't go away. I hear signed, sealed, and delivered.
Mm-hmm.
Signed, sealed, and delivered. And when we signed by God, by God, and when we delivered by God, we can say to Him, "I'm yours. I'm going on."
Amen. I'm glad you brought that out about the word, because when we get to that last piece becomes the power struggle, the deliver part. Many people don't want to be delivered from themselves. They don't want to be delivered from the flesh or the carnal ways or their old ways of doing things. And that has been the hindrance. And we don't have to try to judge it. We just automatically see it. That has been, I'll always share my with the RTM family, I always share with them. If I'm your leader, and you know I'm your visionary, I'm covering you, teaching you, training you, equipping you for the work of ministry, and you know that, and you know my lifestyle, if I'm still living the old lifestyle, you saw me out there shooting dice on the corner. I'm out there drinking my 40-ounce. I'm over there holding up my left-hand cigarette. I'm out here chasing women. If you saw me doing it, would you want me as a leader? You see the expressions on the people's face. They like, no. So it is in the kingdom of God, as men and women of God. I'm not saying, again, God the prophet said all the time, making the claim to the people that we're flawed people, yes. We're not perfect, but guess what? The perfect one resides on the inside of us to help deliver us from the things that we're being manipulated, controlled by the flesh. I tell you, that flesh, man, it's a terrible thing. And that's the divide. That's the war that's going on. That's why God gave me revelation concerning the great earthquake that will hit the United States of America, the great divide. You're going to see the truth. You're going to see the faith. You're going to see what's right. You're going to see what's wrong. You're going to see the truth over the lie. You're going to see all of the things that will divide, separate the things. You're going to see the people of God, flesh from the spirit. You're going to see it so that the just can live by faith. Symbolic, sacred, and spiritual, you're going to see it. So bless you, Dr. Will. I'm glad you brought that out. That's key. We got to be delivered from some things. People thought they would deliver from that past relationship. They thought they would deliver from what happened in their childhood. They thought they would deliver when they got saved, when they say, I do, oh, Lord, I receive you in my life. But because you were sitting in the religious settings, you were sitting under the doctrine, denominational teachings, you thought you were delivered. Until you had a real encounter and something opposed you, when something came against you, that's when the real you shows up, the real you come out. That's when you know you have not been delivered. Amen. So thank you, Dr. Wilkes. We bless you. Amen, for bringing that up. All right. Amen. Anyone else? All right. Well, Administrator Brian, any final words over there, comments?
No, sir. All lines are clear at this time, man of God.
Okay. Can you give the information for the man of God for the conference line?
Yes, sir. If you would like to give, you can, of course, go to the ministry website at www.werestoretheletteru.org. You can PayPal on the website. Also, you can Zelle at werestoreyou@yahoo.com. You can Cash App at @RFTIM, or you can call 877-912-2027, or you can email LaronMatthewsMinistries@gmail.com.
All right. All right, people of God, let's be a blessing to, amen, this ministry, great work that is going through the visionary and through the men and women of God that are kingdom and truly divinely connected and covenant relationship. You're sowing into good grounds. No seed is too small, no seed is too great. Let's be a blessing. I always say you sow to a prophet, you reap a prophet's reward. Apostle Paul said, I've sown unto you spiritual things to reap your carnal things. Be a blessing. Amen. I just bless the Lord on today. Amen. For what God is doing through the men and women of God and those that he's raising up for a time such as this. Amen. Don't think it's strange because of what you're going through, what you're dealing with, people of God. Amen. I'm telling you, God is going to honor his word. His word is irrevocable. When it's been sent out, amen, it's going to make a statement for your life. And you can rest assured, amen, it's going to come to pass. It may not come when you want it, but in God's time, it's going to show up just in the nick of time. So you just stay that place in your posture of prayer, studying God's word, consecrating before him, fasting, seeking his face, amen, and not his hand, amen. His hand is already on your life. You just trust him and watch what he shall do for your life. Amen. We bless the Lord on today. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this time. We pray, God, that you will bless the hearers on today, God, that have received your word. I pray, God, that it will make it applicable to their lives. Father, let them realize, oh God, that they are a signature statement in the earth realm. Father, I pray that they will represent you well in the earth realm. I pray, God, that they will wear you well in the earth realm, that when people look on their lives and read their lives, they will read you, and they will know, God, that they are sons and daughters of you. Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus, anoint them afresh. Stir up the gift that will be used for your glory. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that the office gift will be in operation and it will be in functioning. Father, I ask you that they would give me, equip them in this hour, God, that they will flow under the anointing of you, because your anointing destroys every yoke. Your anointing makes the difference. And God, I pray, as they continue to decrease, that you will increase in their lives. As they get out of the way, God, you get in the way of their lives. Father, I pray that you will make, God, the crooked path straight. I pray, God, even that you will give streams of wealth, streams of blessings, in even in desert times, dried up times. God, I pray that your divine favor will rest on their lives, that heaven is open over them now, that you will set before them an open door. Father, I decree as your servant, oh God, as your son on this morning, standing in agreement with the people of God on today, believing it by faith that it shall come to pass for their lives. God, I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that we will continue, God, to be the epitome of you in the earth realm, that we will be vessels, channels, conduits, instruments of righteousness that you can flow in and through, God, that the world would know, God, that you still have a remnant that has not bowed. Father, we thank you on this morning. We have 10,000 tongues, won't be able to thank you enough. But I decree and I declare by faith on today, as you continue to propel your manservant forth, the apostle, the prophet, the pastor, the evangelist, the teacher in this hour of none other than Dr. Laron Matthews, continue to use the man of God for your glory. I pray, God, that he will be an end-time prophet, an end-time mouthpiece, an end-time sound being released in the earth realm for your people. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, those that you set are divinely connected to him, God, they will come up in the realm of the Spirit of God and walk with the man of God. Hold his arms up in this hour. Father, we decree, we declare in the covenant relationship that you bring together in this hour, people have one agenda, and that's yours. And Father, we thank you on today, God, for what you shall do for your people. You shall blow their minds in this hour as long as they're taking on the mind of you. Father, we thank you, God, that they're taking on the counsel of you, the will of you for their lives. God, we pray in the name of Jesus that they will see greater in the realm of the Spirit, because greater he that's in us than he that's in the world. Father, that we will walk by faith and not by sight. We will walk by your Spirit and not of ourselves. Father, I decree and I declare on today, God, that you will equip your people with the weapons that they need in this hour. We thank you for giving them the weapon of your word. Father, realizing your word, we're not going to turn back to your voice. We thank you, God, for giving them the weapon of prayer. We thank you on today, God, that prayer can go where we cannot go and prayer can do what we cannot do. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will eradicate, God, the kingdom of darkness now. And God, let the kingdom of light, God, be pulled up in and through the men and women of God, that we will allow it to be on display in the earth realm for your glory. Father, we decree, we declare it on this morning, that we are the head and not the tail. We're above and not beneath. We're the lenders and not the borrowers. We are chosen generation of royal priesthood, who you have called out of darkness into your marvelous light. Father, I thank you for calling us out and calling us forth to a time such as this. And God, I thank you on today, God, that you have placed your hand, your step of approval upon our lives. And God, whatever we decree and declare out of our mouths, as you said, as you gave the keys to Peter, you said, upon this rock I shall build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against. I give to you the keys to the kingdom. Whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. God, I thank you today for your service. I thank you for the men and women of God that are taking a stand, that are taking a rise in the realm of the Spirit. And God, I thank you for blessing their household in this hour. I thank you for blessing their business in this hour. I thank you for blessing their ministries in this hour. I thank you for blessing their families in this hour. I thank you for blessing their city, their community, their region, their state and this nation in this hour. God, because you still have a remnant that has not bowed. You still have men and women of God that will take a stand for what's right. You still have men and women of God that will take a stand for truth. You still have men and women of God that will take a stand for your word. Because you say your word, God, will not return to your void. You say you watch us over your word to perform it. Now perform your word for your people, God. Let us remind ourselves that we are a signature statement in the earth realm. Now let us represent you well. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. All right, people, God bless you on today. Continue to keep us in your prayers. Amen. We say to you, go in the power and the strength of God's Spirit and have a powerful and phenomenal day of the Lord. We say shalom in his courts. I pray for you. God bless you.
Hey, Paul.
Yeah, Ren.
You know, I've been thinking the last few weeks, man, about how good God has been to me.
Well,
and I've come to the conclusion that if he doesn't do anything else, he's already done it.
I feel you, Ren. Help me sing this. Come on, let's sing. Cause this will be done.